If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 28% of couples say they argue about sports with their spouses.
Really? That seems like a really high number to me. 28%?
It's never happened in my marriage. I've taken one side and my wife, first of all, she almost never watches the sports with me.
Yeah. I mean,
she asked me yesterday. She said, is the tournament over?
Yeah.
I was like, it's Sweet 16, then there's 8, then there's a Final 4.
I mean, if my wife doesn't complain, the fact that my comfort food every night before I go to sleep is 10 to 15, maybe 20 minutes of old WSOP main event final tables, then we're good. No, we're about to hit the 30-year milepost. I think we're good.
The one thing we would argue about would be just like with our kids' sports and like traveling and accommodations.
Sure.
Do we need a rental car?
Yeah, but that's life. Yeah. That's not sports. Like you've never had an argument. Like let's say Dina's always been into tennis. You're into tennis. Maybe you were a Sampras person and she was an Agassi.
No, this would be like a Pete and Brenda Medhurst issue. This would not be. I have no idea, but I'm guessing she's a big sports fan. Pete was diehard sports fan. This is not a Dina Bickle, Eric Bickle issue.
No. I don't know if any of us. Have you ever had, Jason, an argument with Teresa about sports?
About professional or college sports?
Yeah. Either or.
I'm going to guess no. So,
it would,
maybe Virginia Tech.
About, no.
Nothing? Never?
No, we would have argued about travel sports, like you said.
Yeah. No, but that's life.
But about life. But no. My wife picked Missouri and Mississippi or Ole Miss to be in the national championship in the brackets.
I don't even believe this. It's a New York Post story.
My wife doesn't care.
I'd love to hear from people. 800-636-1067. If you're a dude out there and you've argued with your wife about sports, please give me a call. I want to know how this goes down.
Yeah, give us the backstory.
Well, here's one way is like if you have, like a girl from Pittsburgh, she's a diehard Steelers fan.
Yeah.
Maybe you grew up in Baltimore, so you're a Ravens fan. So you get married, and you have that tension.
You get that.
Like, I've seen that dynamic.
Get that right? house divided vanity
plate. Yeah, like you have a Skins fan marry a Cowboy fan, a Flyer fan marries a Cap fan, or a Penguins.
That
scenario, I see it.
All right, now.
And I've seen it.
Now, to be fair, a lot of this article also has to do with time being spent, where the wife gets bitter that you're spending time watching the sports. Now, that's more common.
That's true. I get... For just doing nothing. Watching sports is considered doing nothing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys, as it talks about, don't want to miss March Madness to go out with the girlfriend or to go to family functions.
Right.
Or if the Masters are on.
And March Madness, the Masters, all Sundays during football season.
Yeah.
Saturdays during college football season.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, NBA playoffs.
NFL Sundays.
Stanley Cup playoffs right around the corner.
That argument, it's always, like, you always would rather do X then do this. That's a thing.
Yeah, a time management.
It says 1 in 4 Gen Z women have thought about ending their relationship because of the friction that too much sports is causing.
That's a different issue. Too much sports. Yeah. Right. It's not like I want Tony Skin to coach and the other one wants Buzz Williams. Right. That's not the argument.
I don't know that I know one person that has had that type of an argument with their wife. But I guess we're all kind of like similar. We all have similar. None of our wives are going to debate us about sports.
No. They mostly defer to us on that. That's like the one area maybe where they would defer. In my relationship, everything else I just take a L. But that would be the one area probably where you would defer.
I can't even imagine it coming up. Like, let's say we're watching the Commanders.
Yeah, like, am I going to argue with my wife about a play call? We're going to argue about a Cliff Kingsbury play call on 2nd and 8?
If you have a girlfriend or a wife and you have young kids or whatever, and they want to go to the freaking zoo or something. Right. Like on a weekend, because everyone's working and they're home from school, want to take the kids to the zoo. Well, last thing any self-respecting guy wants to do on a weekend is go to the zoo when you have, you know,
games to watch,
college football on, yeah, NFL on, golf on, you know, anything like that.
But our wives, we're a little different because it's our livelihood. This is what we do for a living. But
yeah,
our
but
wives,
even if I didn't,
our wives would never ask us to go to the zoo during the Masters.
Cakes' wife would.
Like, didn't you lift you? Now it might have been a bye week. Yeah. But when did you go see the Falcon?
Oh, for the owl trip. That was definitely during Skins bye week.
Yeah.
There you go. Now there were other NFL games on, and during parts of it, I was like checking my phone for some fantasy updates. But I think I was mostly being a good husband.
I know a lot of wives. Like, I already had this debate with my wife, and I said, I'm playing golf Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like, already. And, you know, she rolls her eyes because that just takes me out of commission.
For hours.
Yeah, you know, like, as far as picking up Kate, driving her. So I'm like, I'll drive on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, I'm your guy. But Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Busy.
I'm out.
You're busy. You're scheduled.
You know, so those kinds of arguments. Yeah, I know a lot of wives get upset when guys will play golf all day, or they're going to stay for another 9. Or...
Right. It's why the term is golf widow, right?
Yeah.
It's a common term.
Right. So we have those kinds of arguments.
But in terms of arguing about a team or like a player or
a
strategy,
hot topic.
No. A take? No.
Yeah. No, hot take? Most people aren't having hot take arguments.
If Amy argued with me about sports, I would think she was taken over by like a body snatcher. like an alien came down and just took over her body.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't even know how to react. That'd
be crazy.
I would be like, what is happening here?
What do you think about someone like Savannah who works in sports? Like with her husband, you think they have arguments about sports?
I'm gonna guess for some reason.
I'm gonna bet. Yes.
I'm gonna guess the yin yang that the husband might not be into sports.
Okay, maybe not. But if he's in it,
I'm gonna guess he's. I don't know her. I never met her husband, but she's so into sports.
Yes.
I don't think she'd be with a guy that wasn't at least semi into sports. That's just a guess. I don't know.
I don't think it would work that well if you're both like
woman,
into sports.
Who was the woman that worked at our station for a long time? I'm embarrassed that I don't remember her name.
Liz Drabeck.
100% chance whoever she's dating or married to, I don't know her current status.
Hold on. Mm-hmm.
She's going to argue
I don't
sports.
Remember Liz Drabeck.
Yeah, she
you're getting old.
She's back at Fairfax. We worked with her.
Yeah.
She
I'd have
updates.
To see the face.
Yeah.
I know, just the name doesn't ring a bell.
She's a big Carolina Panthers
fan. If I saw her, I'd say, oh, that's her. The name doesn't ring a bell.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, Liz Drabeck definitely has sports arguments with her significant
100%,
other.
100%.
Yeah. Right?
Yes, yeah.
And I would think Savannah.
I just showed him a picture he doesn't remember.
No idea.
He has no file.
I got nothing on her.
How could you?
I just don't remember.
I mean, that wasn't a great picture, but
find a better picture because I don't.
All right.
That's going to get back to her. It's
for him.
Yeah. It's not me.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's Jason Bishop doesn't remember.
I actually don't believe that.
I don't. I'm being totally honest.
Do you remember?
So we worked with her in Fairfax.
We did. Yes.
She did the
many
updates.
Years.
We worked with her also in Lanham. Yeah.
She did the
sure.
updates
many years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember Frank Space Abraham?
Dead. I was going to say, you remember Frank?
You have a blind spot.
Yeah. Frank's my boy. I don't know if I ever talked to Liz Drabeck.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. She'd have to call in and go, yeah, we talked. I'm sorry.
Booker.
Well, who did your updates in the morning back then?
No idea.
Well, Frank.
Oh, no, we had to write them, and you guys did them, too. That was a
That's beat. True. Yeah. We did them sometimes.
That didn't last very long, though.
No, that was very short-lived.
That was another budget cut.
Yeah.
It didn't work out.
I don't remember who did them.
Yeah, so I would think like a Savannah, like a Liz.
I think you're sleeping on how many women love the NFL and have opinions on it.
I agree, you're but I think right. It's like if you grew up like in Pittsburgh or something.
But
you
know out of
I
mean? Five
like a,
wives.
Like a traditional sports.
Does your wife ever argue? Have you ever had one argument about sports?
No, but I chose a wife on purpose that doesn't like sports.
Well, there's five of us here.
No, that was a main criteria for me.
That was
because
a main
I didn't
criteria.
Want to be annoyed by my wife giving me opinions on sports all the time.
Yeah. Chicks get butt.
It's a prerequisite.
Hey, checklist.
Chicks do get butt sized for the NFL nowadays.
Sure.
Well, I'm sure. And I'm thinking about, like Caps fans, like women Caps fans. They for sure probably women, have arguments.
Women love the Nats.
Okay. I know that's
chicks,
true.
Chicks get sized for baseball.
They definitely get sized for hockey. I would say, do you think they get more sized for hockey and baseball than they do football? I mean, football is obviously the most popular sport, but
football is the most the biggest one. I'd say.
Which one are they more really passionate about?
Baseball, for some reason, women love baseball. They're like get really geeky about it.
They like tight pants.
Is that what it is?
I think they like hockey too.
I like those big old country boys.
That's a smaller group, but yeah,
it's a smaller group, but they may be more passionate.
Yeah, they get into it.
Maybe I don't know. So I can see a Caps wife arguing with her husband about hockey.
Right, you think she's going, I really think Tom Wilson should be on the power play.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the one on earth they would argue about.
Argue about goalies.
But they're passionate, like a passionate Caps fan woman would have opinions and argue with her dumb husband about hockey. I could see that. Certainly at baseball, I could think of a few like Nats fans that I know that are women.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, our sales woman, Courtney, she's a big Caps fan. She's a big Caps and Nats fan. She probably argues with her husband about
probably.
She might.
Do you imagine Amy giving John fantasy advice?
Oh. She does not understand the fantasy football fixation. That's one thing.
I think that Amy defers to Cakes on almost everything, though.
He's
the king
of his
castle.
No,
I think he's the biggest king of his castle.
No, but she drove the bus on where he lives. She drives the bus on where he vacations.
No, you act like I...
You
act like
no, I'm saying you married into it. You married into...
I enjoy it when I go on vacation.
But it's fine.
I think if you didn't like it...
Yeah, if I didn't like it, it's fine. Go there 30 straight years.
I'm not saying you don't enjoy it, but I'm saying that it was something that pre-existed you.
Yeah, she started doing that vacay before I was even in the picture.
And your house is a mile from her parents.
That is true.
Eric, yeah? Do you think we can have women call in and give us their hottest sports take?
Right now?
Yeah.
Although I would love it. But, I mean, do you think we'd get five?
I think we'd get some.
You think?
Whatever's on your mind.
Whatever's pissing with the judge. You pick an argument. Hey, you know what's that? A spousal debate. Yeah,
have them out argue EB.
Well, I'm sure you could. What's your biggest hot take argument right now that you have with your significant other or your friends?
Anna from Annapolis is going to call in and say Rory's not going to win the Masters. Rory will never win a Masters.
I saw her tweet. She was upset that she listened to the Smartless podcast, which is Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Because the guest was supposed to be Adam Scott. She thought it was the golfer. It's the guy from Severance.
Yeah, it's definitely not the golfer.
It's not the golfer, Adam Scott.
So she was upset.
It's the Adam Jason Scott Bateman is a big golfer. He loves golf, for sure.
He's also Bateman. You would not know that from the commercials.
Right, he's not Batman. He's
Bateman.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I'm over those commercials already.
Oh, that's pretty funny at the end.
All right, so are we looking for women?
Is Savannah in today?
We're actively looking for women right now to give us a hot sports take.
Give us a hot sports take.
You know, we'll rate it on a flame meter how hot it is.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Hot sports takes from females only. That's what we're looking for next here on The Junkies.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight. You're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.